So Jorge Calero, who's the guy that's heading the Chincana project, which was the team that I was out there in Cusco seeing, who are doing all these excavations at Sacsayhuaman, they've done an update recently. There was a press conference recently where they've been continuing the GPR scans and the excavations, and they're finding connecting points. I can't remember exactly where they were saying that these places were intersecting, but it was with a church down in the Cusco Valley region and then into the actual city itself, corresponding with Sacsayhuaman and areas in Sacsayhuaman that were starting to show like more advanced stonework than when I was there. Because when I went down there, even though it's kind of simple, it's still really weird. You're going all the way down into the like deep parts of the earth, and then there's just these three or four blocks that are precision cut coming out of the soil. So that was what I saw. But that's been, continued upon, and they found even more. And from what I remember on the article, yeah, there's like corresponding chambers that they've now found that are connecting to others. So it's really starting to confirm the Andean legends that were out there in the first place, you know?
Are they inferring the direction, or have they like literally traced a
Let me get
connecting
the
path?
Joe. It was actually Joe who sent me the link to it. He was like, "Have you seen this?" One second.
Because that just fascinates me. If they were able to like literally physically, connect the paths, that's mind blowing. I mean, it's mind blowing either way. If they're able to infer the direction of one end of the path,
Here
would
we
meet
go.
the other end.
One
Another
second.
thing is that once you do that and you realize that it's not just fables and stories, that means that all the other stuff could be true as well, right?
Yeah, so it says, it says the existence of a tunnel network under the ancient Peruvian city of Cusco has been rumored for centuries, at times stretching more than a mile. The labyrinth connected to the Temple of the Sun to key points such as a fortress. Incan buildings made use of what's known as the cut and cover method of crafting tunnels. Now, that these guys are obviously doing it from the perspective of it being Inca. I don't actually think it's Inca, but
No.
it says the Incan Temple of the Sun in Cusco has long been a visual and cultural jewel of the ancient empire, but there's even more to admire below ground. Recently, archaeologists confirmed a long-held rumor: the existence of a labyrinth of underground tunnels extending out from the temple, sometimes over a mile in length, first hinted at in historical texts that date as far back as the 16th century. Researchers have wondered if this labyrinth, known as the Chincana, was real. Turns out it is. Archaeologists Jorge Calero, who was the guy that I met, announced the findings at a press conference and said the research team found a main branch connecting the temple to the fortress at Sacsayhuaman, just over 1 mile away. The system is made up of three smaller branches, one near the church of San Cristobal, another to an area near the fortress, and a third to an area known as Calispaquio. I'm probably pronouncing that wrong. But yeah, so that's what they've been discovering. That's an incredible development from when I was out there.
That's crazy.
Yeah,
Like
dude.
the elevation drop must be huge.
It just seems that there's so much subterranean infrastructure in these really interesting parts of the world, like Egypt and Peru, Turkey, all these areas where you find incredible similarities in these megalithic structures. You also find evidence of vast subterranean infrastructure. And I think that's telling a story that we're not being, fully told right now.
It's interesting. I don't know anything about this at all, but
don't tell Dibbles.
Don't tell the dibbler will get to you.
That was just saying something about how it was originally, or the path to where that labyrinth is was a Jesuit discovery back in the 16th century, right?
Let me bring it back up
Oh,
again.
so.
The path to finding the ancient labyrinth started with Jesuit texts from the 16th century. Yeah, an anonymous Spanish Jesuit individual wrote about a tunnel in 1594 that connected the bishop's housing to the Cusco Cathedral, alluding to the fact that the tunnel originated at the Temple of the Sun. A later document from chronicler Anello de Olivia also discussed multiple underground passages in the city. Yeah, man, the Jesuits getting involved, of course, right? No surprises there. Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah, do you have any thoughts on that, John Luke?
Yeah, I think he does. I think I do as well.
I'll let John Mazurowski go with that.
Oh. Well, if it's like anything else in history, I'm sure the Jesuits figured it out, dug into it, dug out what they wanted to dig out, told everybody to be quiet about it, paid a bunch of money, took what they needed, and bounced. So when they go in there's going to be a bunch of junk and clay pots and just bullshit that's laying around and whatever else, and maybe some cues of modern excavation, modern excavation. So I don't know what year that was. What year did they say that the Jesuits, was that
16th century?
Yeah. So that shit's gone. It's in the basement of the Vatican already. Whatever you're going to find that was of any importance is already in the basement. Yeah.
Do you think the Jesuits were pulling the strings of the original conquistador kind of expansion into Peru?
No, but I'm pretty sure they had guys that were part of it that were in there. The Vatican said it's the biggest spy network in the world, and they paid. So when anybody came up with anything, they're like, "Hey, that's ours. Give us the money." And those dudes were there, man. Anybody, even if even Muslims and other religions were still handing shit over to the Vatican, or representatives of the Vatican. And hell, they probably didn't even know they're part of the Vatican. They were just handing over anything that had any significance that they wanted from cash.